time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over Houston on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, hey, appreciate everybody being here. That's a beginning, start of the season. Now we're off and running. You know, we have an opportunity to kind of see where we're at, and we get an opportunity also to do it with a win. So we're very happy about that. That's the way you want to open the season. With that, we know there's so many things that we need to work on to get better at, and that's what we'll do starting on Monday. So we're excited with the win. I'm proud of the way the guys played. All the guys, Zay, David Ajabo. I mean, how about the pass rush bringing it? You know, there was so much concern, you know, right? And he'd been working hard, and a critical moment came up and made that play. I'm just proud of him. So I thought the whole team played as hard as they could, played as fast as they could, played as well as they could, and now our goals are just keep getting better. So what questions do you have?
John, how challenging was it to kind of finish off that game with? It seemed like the injuries started piling up with you guys at the, you know, throughout the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been good to put it away. That's something we need to work on, try to put the game away a little sooner in terms of, you know, getting those first downs and things like that. So, yeah, with the injuries, just to kind of brief you on that, J.K. has a torn Achilles, unfortunately. So that's going to end his season. That's just feel bad for him. It's not the way we expected this to go. And he's worked really hard. But J.K. is a strong-minded individual. He's got a big heart, very large spirit, and he's going to bounce back from this as well. The other injuries are really MRI-type injuries we'll take a look at. Ronnie and Marcus and Tyler. We'll look at those three things tonight and tomorrow on the MRI and see where they're at. So we just don't know about those yet.
John, from a personal standpoint, how much do you feel for J.K., just for everything he's been through and to suffer this injury today?
Yeah, just kind of crestfallen for him, you know. So it's so many guys, you know. There's so many guys you feel excited for. So many guys you look at and say, okay, we got to work on this. And then J.K., who has this just unfortunate thing happen to him, you know. And he was playing well. So, but really, we'll put our arms around him, you know. He'll get into rehab, and he will be back. He's a young guy. So that's really it. But, yeah, it's really hard for him.
That opens the door for Justice Hill now. It's his production today. What about him?
Justice Hill? Yeah, Justice stepped up. He played well. He's been playing. He's had a heck of a camp, you know, and I think Justice has done a great job. He's ready to go. You know, of course, you know, Gus really played well, so that was good to see. And then we've got Melvin, opportunity to come up, and we have our young guy, Keaton, on the IR, coming back after 4 weeks. So those guys, I'm sure, will step up.
John, I know injuries are a part of the game, and you guys have done a lot in the offseason and preseason to try to minimize it as much as possible, but how frustrating is it to see some major injuries still happen week one despite everything we've tried to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's football. It just is. It's just it's football, and there's, you know, I think everybody just does the best they can, and we certainly did, and we certainly will continue to. I'm sure there's injuries around the league, you know, and then, you know, the league and the Players Association, I'm sure, or continue to go to work and do the science and try to figure out, you know, whatever they can do off-season program-wise and things like that to keep improving in that area, big picture-wise.
John, that first offensive drive after halftime seemed kind of stabilizing. What do you think went well there and did it set the tone for the rest of the game?
Yeah, that's a great question. I just think we operated well. You know, we hit our assignments. We lined up. We had a little rhythm. Of course, Lamar. You know, Lamar made some great throws. The play action stuff was really working. I thought the guys ran some great routes. You know, the deep out routes, and then you know Lamar made it happen in that drive. And that was the drive that stabilized us. Kind of got our feet set just a little bit there to start the second half, and got in position to start to take the game over.
Did you anticipate this week that Zay Flowers would have such a big role in this offense in week one as a rookie?
Yeah, I saw the plays. You know, he was out there. He was going to play a lot, but. You know, I'm proud of him. You know, I'm proud of him, and he's going to tell you, he's going to get and tell you so many things he expects to even do better, right, Zay?
Yes, sir.
You know, so yeah, so, but you know, Zay, Lamar, OBJ, I mean, you know, Bate played so well. The whole receiving corps did a good job. Nelson did a great job. So I'm proud of all those guys. I don't want to forget my other two guys. So, you know, the guys, you know, Tylen got after it in special teams just a little bit, and so we're good.
It seemed like their blitzes were very effective against you guys in the first half. Was there a specific adjustment that allowed you guys to be a little better against that in the second half?
I think we got a sense that they were going to run the zero blitzes, you know, and Lamar did a great job with Todd and with T and with the guys and just kind of got lined up and got a plan for it, and we did a good job against it.
John, you had a lot of guys who didn't play on offense during the preseason.
How would you assess how their play with the new offensive scheme?
Say again, please.
You had a lot of guys who didn't play during preseason right. on the offensive side. How would you assess the play of them play for the first time in this season?
That's a big thing. I mean, even I was talking to some of the guys. I mean, it's just different getting out there in a game. The game speed, operating, the crowd noise, all of it. It's something that you get a sense for, and that kind of goes with not playing in the preseason a little bit, but they handled it, and now we're off and running.
How did you dig the offense like
I thought the offense played a winning football game. I'm proud of it. I'm really happy with what we did. I'm looking forward to where we can go from here.
It looked at times like there's, I don't know, like some clunkiness or, you know, guys are getting comfortable. Like you said, did you ever think about, you know, conversation about, you know, playing guys in the preseason, you know, the new offensive system? Does that come to mind at all?
We'll have those conversations probably every year. Yeah, absolutely, that comes to mind. I mean, that's something that you really got to take into consideration and just decide what you want to do.
John, what did you think about your cornerback? Yassine, I think, got in there late, but Stevens and Darby went the whole way. How do you think they held up?
I thought they held up well. They, you know, no big plays. You know, had a couple stop routes, which, of course, CJ throws those so well, you know, and they got good guys running those outside routes. I thought our guys were right there on them. They made a couple. We made a couple. We made all the tackles. I was happy with those guys.
Is it matter just Yassine still working his way back and just giving everyone different guys?
Yeah. I mean, he just can't start practicing about a week ago, you know, so he'll be ready to go. He's in a good kind of good curve right now.
Do you know if Dobbins was on contact or was that before? Do you know?
Was he what?
Was it on contact on the tackle?
Or I haven't seen it. Yeah, I'm not sure. Thanks. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.